Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So in my training, we would identify people who were low in vitamin D. And vitamin D deficiency is a lot more common in the Northern European, North American, latitudes. And my guess is probably in the southern most latitudes as well. But vitamin D deficiency is something that we have been watching out for. We think vitamin D deficiency can result in a variety of things, osteoporosis, cancer link, a whole variety of health effects. And we just learned COVID. People vitamin D deficient were at higher risk for severe COVID. Even though a lot of people with low vitamin D aren't very, active, might not have the best health profile if they aren't active and they're indoors all the time and et cetera. So, but for years, we would give people 400 units a day, IU, maybe go up to 600 if they were postmenopausal women, if they had osteoporosis. And there was a form that was given, that I was given, when I was found to be not at ideal vitamin D, which was 50,000 units. Now, when it first came out, I'm like, nah, I'd rather you do the daily. I don't know if your body can take 50,000 in one shot. I'm a little bit worried about your kidneys. And the specialist said, don't worry about it, Dahlia. The 50,000 once a week is fine. And I've been given the 50,000 once a week. And it's nice because I just take it once a week, and I don't have to think about it. You know, I'm going to get a lot of sun this weekend. You know, I worry about melanoma and skin cancer and things like that. So I want to supplement my vitamin D. But I've always in the back of my head worried about hypervitaminosis for some people. Now, we have a case where a man overdosed on his vitamin D, and he ended up in the hospital. Now, I'm not saying your 50,000 once a week overdoses you. For most of you, it's going to be fine. We still have to watch for side effects. But what worries me is when you have capsules that big and you forget, and you're like, did I take one yesterday? No. Well, then let me take another. The reason why I like the lower dosing tablets is I think it minimizes the risk for those of us that forget if we took our pills or not, or kids getting into them. So in this particular case, we have a gentleman who apparently was taking so much vitamin D that he suffered from hypervitaminosis D. This causes calcium buildup in the blood because of the way it works with the mechanism of your parathyroid. And so when you have high vitamin D, it might alter some of your hormones and then affect some of the calcium. This caused nausea, vomiting, weakness, frequent urination, could cause kidney disease. In fact, it could cause high blood pressure, bone loss, and again, I'm very concerned about kidney disease with it. And so I would never give people the high dose unless I knew that their kidney was fine. They said you are more likely to develop this if you have kidney disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, hyperparathyroidism, sarcoidosis, or histoplasmosis. And symptoms of vitamin D overdose is fatigue, loss of appetite, weight loss, nausea, vomiting, excessive thirst, excessive urination, irritability, tinnitus, ringing in the ear, muscle weakness, dizziness, confusion, can even put you into heart arrhythmias, can alter your blood pressure, high blood pressure. We got to look at your vitamin D. Again, this is if you take too much, and I'll tell you how much he was taking. Long-term complications could, of course, lead to kidney renal insufficiency and then renal failure, as well as calcification of the arteries because you have too much hypercalcium. And then, of course, the side effects of high calcium. So this was published in the British Medical Journal, and it was a middle-aged man who had begun having nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, leg cramps, tinnitus, ringing in the ear, dry mouth, increased thirst, diarrhea, and weight loss. Do not take excessive vitamin D to lose weight. Do not do that. Okay, just take the normal vitamin D. But this is what he was taking. He was taking a slew of vitamins for 1 month. He was taking 15,000 units a day. When for him, he was supposed to take 400. He was taking vitamin K2, 100 mics, vitamin C, B9, 1,000 mics, one daily requirements, 400, B2, B6, omega-3s, 2,000 milligrams twice daily when the daily requirements a quarter of that, selenium, bioactiver, zinc, vitamin B3, super 12 complex, borax powder, lysine powder, NAC, wobenzyme, astaxanthin, calcium orotate, probiotic, glucosamide, chondroitin complex, and sodium chloride. So with all of that, his serum calcium was very high, and he had acute kidney injury. Magnesium was off as well. So they ended up admitting him for 8 days, rehydrating him, doing daily blood tests, monitoring the kidneys, and then they stopped his supplements. So, you know, I get that COVID might have scared a lot of people, and they don't want to be vitamin D deficient, so they're taking a crap load of vitamin D. Only take the amount of vitamin D that your doctor is recommending. And I got to tell you, even though we do the 50,000 units once a week, and we think for the most part that's safe, we still check your kidneys. We still make sure your kidneys are okay with that. We still make sure your calcium levels aren't high. We still watch your bones, and we still check your levels. If your levels are low, your kidneys are fine, your calcium is fine, you know, we'll keep you on that, and maybe we'll tell you to get some extra sun, you know, wear sunscreen, things like that. But if your vitamin D starts getting high, your calcium is off, then we might adjust it. We might just put you on 400 a day or 600 a day or 800 a day. Because 50,000 units is probably 800. It's about maybe between 700. Yeah, it's about 700 milligrams a day. We might cut you down to 600 IUs a day. So right now, don't panic, but just keep in mind that some of you might be over-ingesting vitamins. Some of these vitamins are vital. We have had studies that have shown that some of these vitamins might not do what they need to and might be superfluous. But remember, your body is designed for natural vitamins. It's designed to get vitamin D from, you know, the sun. It's designed to get your calcium from foods. We're supplementing because our foods are weaker. We're eating a lot of fake foods. And, you know, foods like chips and stuff that aren't really nutritional. And, you know, nutrients are depleted with a lot of our farm goods. But when you do take your vitamins, make sure a doctor is keeping an eye on it and doing your blood work. And don't overdose on it. The 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So being in the medical field, I don't like it when I hear that Disney gets hacked, CIA gets hacked, Senate gets hacked, Sony gets hacked, United Healthcare, where a whole bunch of hospitals in that system got hacked and people couldn't order, you know, x-rays and imaging and tests. So I feel very, very vulnerable, especially from a medical standpoint, when we have a lack of control and security of our largest industries and of our largest players in these industries. And so if anybody could hack into a hospital system and hold it hostage and, you know, not be able to allow doctors to order tests Right, that puts patients' lives at risk, and we had to apparently transfer patients to other hospitals as a result. Well, the latest hack seems to be one person, and it was a quote-unquote super hacker that took over Disney's Instagram. The posts were pretty, I can't even read some of them. They were very inappropriate. And you almost wonder why this gentleman would put his picture on it unless his picture was also a hack, where they put his picture up to, you know, link him to these racist posts. But Disneyland, we're talking about Disneyland. Their social media accounts were briefly taken over by a self-proclaimed super hacker. He made racist and homophobic posts as he claimed he was seeking revenge on the theme park. He called himself David Doe. He took over the Instagram, Facebook accounts on Thursday. He had multiple posts which featured the N-word. He claimed to have invented COVID and alleged he was now working on COVID-20 virus. I don't get it. He said the hack was in revenge for Disney staff who mocked him for having a small penis. He goes, I wonder if this David Doe is a real person but not the one that hacked, and somebody is trying to set him up with racist posts and saying he has a small penis. That's what I'm getting from this. But he said that he's taken revenge on Disney staff who made fun of his genitals. He said, I'm a super hacker that is here to bring revenge upon Disneyland. He had a photo of what appears to be himself, saying that he is sick of employees mocking him. Who's a tough guy now, Jerome? A Disney official told the Post that the Disneyland Resort's Facebook and Instagram accounts were compromised early this morning. This has been reported by the New York Post. They worked quickly to remove the reprehensible content, secure our accounts, and our security teams are conducting an investigation. Doe, or the person named Doe, also shared an image of two men captioned, "You blank are watching Disney Channel." And it was a racist word, the N-word. And at the time, Disney stars would, there was his catchphrase, "You're watching Disney Channel." And then there was a mouse, and there was a magic wand, and things like that. Then there are two selfies that captioning, "Kill all N-word, David Doe is here." I mean, I don't know if this is really David Doe. Are they using his picture? So they, you know, or is this, does this person really have a screw loose and he wants to cause this mayhem? So he encouraged social media users to follow his private Instagram account, CHI11EstPanda. Disney has 8.4 million followers on Instagram. Facebook account, 17.2 million followers. So, being that what they post is usually family and friends family at the park, this obviously stuck out. So his Instagram account was temporarily taken down after the incident became public, and then the posts were obviously removed. But again, how somebody could do that Facebook and Instagram are supposed to have utmost security. And this is something that should be unheard of with an industry that has that many resources. But if they could get hacked and they could, I get it. Instagram, my account has got hacked multiple times, which is why I don't have really a huge Instagram presence, because I just don't know when the next time my account's going to get hacked. Because what's very interesting is when it gets hacked, you can't even access it or fight it. When I reach out to Instagram, they did nothing. So all my pictures, that's why I don't really post a lot on Instagram. I know Facebook has an issue, too. One of my friends, who's very liberal-leaning, got canceled off of Facebook. His whole account just got shut down. And the reason why is he had done a post making a joke about a sugar daddy. So he lost his pictures, he lost everything, and he had to start from scratch. So these social media outlets, seem to know how to clamp down and know how to cancel some people, but something like this comes on, and then people have to notify them, and, you know. So I don't think we have a very, I don't think we are ahead of the curve when it comes to security and our reliance on these things. And just keep in mind, somebody could hack your account and put some very, very bad things, use your picture. I don't know who this David Doe is, but I doubt he would want to be aligned with that sort of rhetoric. unless he's got a screw loose. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you as employers have been reaching out saying, what do you do if you have an employee that wants to take off to go to a protest or take off because of the Roe v. Wade overturn? And that's between you and your labor board and all that. But, if you don't have enough employees and you need employees on the job, and they've used up their sick leave and they've used up their time off and they can't come to work, that's between you, the employee, the labor board, whatever you feel you're allowed to do. If you are like, fine, go take the time you need, that's up to you too. But a Universal Music Group worker claims he was fired because he did not want to work the day after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. He said he was in mourning. Michael Lopez, a production coordinator at Universal Music Enterprises, blasted the company as anti-gay for terminating a, quote, queer brown person during Pride Month for speaking up in defense of the Supreme of abortion rights. This is according to a note he wrote on LinkedIn. He said, last Friday, like countless other folks, I was devastated by the news of the Supreme Court's attack on abortion rights, Lopez wrote. Paired with the flood of anti-queer and anti-trans legislation, it's been hard to process how companies expect us to be productive while our rights are being stripped away. Lopez then went on to explain that each Friday, one of my tasks was to process reports for upcoming releases, and then email his work to 275 people. But he said, I didn't do them today. I'm in mourning. Now, I don't know if he might have been at work on the clock. He said, I'm in mourning due to the attack on people with uteruses in the U.S. Federally guaranteed access to abortion is gone. Vivendi and Universal Music Group must stop donating to anti-abortion, anti-queer, anti-trans politicians. He named a bunch of politicians, yours in fury, Michael Lopez. Now, Universal Music Group told the New York Post, as a matter of policy, we can't discuss an individual's personnel record. We could say that what was posted on social media is inaccurate. They have a long record of supporting women's issues. As we wrote to our U.S. employees, UMG views reproductive health care as essential. So, Lopez said he returned to work the following Monday and was greeted with a surprise Zoom video chat with HR and be let go for not doing your job and disrupting the day of 275 people and poor judgment. He said he did send a follow-up to the email list informing his colleagues that he just got fired. So here's the thing. If somebody's on the clock and they're not doing their job, I don't know what people expect, their employers to do. Now, some jobs offer bereavement time. If you are bereaving the loss of a loved one, if you are bereaving the loss of, let's say, a law that you thought protected your friends and family, I think is frustrating because I think he lives in a state where abortion is still very prevalent. A lot of states will still have abortion. Somebody said that Florida is blocking abortion altogether. I heard that Florida is allowing abortions up until second trimester, 15 weeks. So I think a lot of people are very confused as to where abortion is banned. There might be some states like Mississippi, Oklahoma. We're waiting to see what happens with that. But most of these people that have been, say, look, I got to get off work. I got to not work. I have to, weep. I have to whatever. They're living in states that have very, very prominent, liberal, easy access, deep into second trimester abortion abilities. Services. So, if you are an employer and you have an employee that is upset with something going on politically, you are in a very, very tough spot because you want to, first of all, I think all employers should be out of politics, but sadly, people are getting drawn into it. But you want to show support. But on the flip side, if you let one employee not do their job, and you have a job that has to get done, and the other employees are like, yeah, let's just do a sit-out because we're mad at the Supreme Court. They can't do it on your paycheck, on your time clock. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As inflation remains at a 40-year high and gas prices are over $4.70 a gallon, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese recently remarked that gas prices are high partly because of the Russian invasion and that the U.S. must be firm to support the liberal world order until Ukraine prevails over Russia. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy says he's concerned about far-left politicians driving inflation.
They're going to do everything they can, literally, to try to destroy this country and transform it, as Biden said, into a new order for this country.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is pleading guilty to having under 1 gram of marijuana oil in her luggage when she was arrested at an airport in Moscow back in February. Griner facing up to 10 years in prison. USA Radio News. Texas counties along the U.S. southern border are declaring an invasion of illegal immigrants in hopes it will force the federal government to secure the border. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he's confident the state will get the resources it needs to secure the border.
I think that people across the country understand we have to protect our borders, and I think that if we need help and we make the call for help, we'll get it. I mean, the reality is we're paying for a lot of this ourselves. And we're going to need the rest of the nation to help us and understand that this is an expensive proposition, but it's well worth investing in.
The leader of the House Oversight Committee is calling on gun manufacturers to testify following a string of mass shootings. Democrat Carolyn Maloney of New York has sent letters to the leaders of the companies like Smith & Wesson Brands, saying she wants them to testify at a public hearing on July 20th. The most recent mass shooting happened at a 4th of July parade north of Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. The UK Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has resigned. This is after mutiny in his party. His tenure came to an end today after what CNN calls a historic party revolt over a series of ethics scandals that forced him to step down. Took the resignation of nearly 60 members of his government, almost half the payroll for Johnson to decide to step down. The Prime Minister insisted he would continue as caretaker leader while the Conservative Party launches the process of choosing a successor. People are already lining up to replace him. Party officials say they will announce the timetable for a leadership election on Monday. He spoke in front of the famous 10 Downing Street door, where many of his predecessors have delivered, you know, resignation addresses. He announced he would be stepping down It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new prime minister. The process of choosing that new leader should begin now. The timeline will be announced next week. It's a sign that he's planning to stay in office for as long as he can. He announced he'll appoint a new cabinet to serve, as I will, under a new leader in its place. The new cabinet ministers mean that the government will continue to function as he prepares to depart. Johnson spoke of his attempts to stay on as leader and how painful it is for him to step down. He said, in the last few days, I've tried to persuade my colleagues that it would be eccentric to change governments when we're delivering so much and when the economic scene is so difficult domestically and internationally. He says, I regret not to have been successful in those arguments, and of course, it's painful not to be able to see through so many ideas and projects myself. He is proud of getting Brexit done and leading the West and standing up to Putin's aggression in Ukraine. He said, to you, the British public, I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few will be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world, but them's the breaks. So he's been engulfed in a series of scandals that caused some of his supporters to abandon him. He, his former deputy chief whip was accused of groping two men last week. There was the issues of him being out and at a party when the country was on lockdown. And so, you know, I don't follow UK's politics that closely, but what I do see is that, you know, politics is, you know, for those of you just, you know, when you watch politics, if you've ever worked for a corporation, many of you will look at it as, okay, this is, you know, pretty damn close to what I've seen in corporations I worked with for and institutions and all that. And people are still surprised at how things work. And I'm not saying this in defense of Boris Johnson or in criticism of it, but I find that nobody's perfect. And they get into power, and then they try to do things. And they'll try to do some good things. People that don't like them will bring up any bad thing and criticize and comb through anything they could find. If there are bad things, sometimes these people that have, you know, like Pelosi or whatever, they'll be in power forever. And then you have others that are really making some good moves. And they really have the potential to get some stuff done. And that's not what the party wants. That's not what the country wants. And so I don't know if this was a witch hunt on him or if, you know, he was, you know, overdue to go. And, you know, I haven't been following the politics. But what it does show is the instability that a lot of countries have and what the world now has, which is why Putin is taking advantage and doing you know, what he's doing, and why China might take advantage and then go into Taiwan. But look at us. Democrats are finding our president to be... When I hear people say I miss Obama, and I even hear that from Republicans, well, you know, Biden administration has a problem. And the only reason why you don't hear a lot of people call for Biden's resignation is because they don't want Kamala president. So it's this, gosh, 2024 can't come fast enough for a lot of people, both Democrats and Republicans. The midterms are going to be very tumultuous. It's going to be a mess. People are going to accuse the other side of cheating. Maybe there will be cheating. I mean, you know, obviously everything wasn't on the up and up with the last election where people said they never got a ballot or somebody said they got two or three. Or they, said, yeah, you know, I sent in my mail ballot, but also, yeah, I voted because they didn't check. They didn't ask for my ID. So we know there's going to be chaos at the polls. But what this shows is if in the midst of a recession, in the midst of a war that we are helping, you know, fund as well as the UK, in the midst of gas crises, for a country to eject the leader, when in the olden days it was wartime presidents get reelected, people don't rock the boat. You know, FDR got reelected, Eisenhower got reelected, they don't rock the boat a lot of times with wartime presidents. But for this to happen, it just shows that it's a mess in politics. It's an absolute mess. I wish you could just have somebody who's fit for the job, does a great job, but that's not sexy. That's not, you know, political parties, their job is to find fault with the other side. You know, right now, it doesn't matter who is going to be running. There are groups ready with a pencil and paper to jot down the name so they could run over to the internet and start, you know, okay, what can we find on them? What can we find on them? You know, I wish it was simpler because I think a lot of you guys want to run. A lot of you guys want to you know, get to office and you want to do, you know, you want to be, make that change. You want to be that person that is good, wholesome, Teflon. Nothing's going to take you down because you do everything by the book. Nobody can hate you. But no, just because you pick a political party, you're hated. You should see the attack ads we are seeing on so many candidates based on Roe v. Wade. And you know, saying that, you know, they want to deny women's rights to, and you, where are they getting this from? Where was that even said? Just because they're on one party line doesn't necessarily mean they want their state to reverse the abortion rights. It's no matter what you do. That's why I didn't go into politics. I would rather have fans who listen to my show, you know, and, you know, the three of you that are out there, right? God bless you guys for doing that. But I just don't need the enemies. I don't need people, you know, already people give me crap because they don't like that I don't rip on Biden more. Oh, I don't rip on Trump more. You know, nobody is ever going to agree with everybody politically. I see conservatives argue. Should it be Trump? Should it be DeSantis? You see the Democrats arguing who should run. They're talking about Gavin Newsom. Now, Gavin Newsom should run because Kamala, so those that really love Kamala Harris and support Kamala Harris are not going to like the Newsomites. Look at what happened to Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton shift. There were liberals that told me they refused to vote in the election because of what Hillary Clinton did to Bernie Sanders. And that helped get Trump elected. Politics is a blood sport, as well as many corporations, the way things are done in many businesses. And you see people hating their job. You see people upset. You see people not understanding, you know, why we have such a pandemic of things not getting done. I mean, flipping a country's, you know, leadership is a very big tumultuous committing move. I mean, if the country's going downhill, you know, I get that if you think it's the leader's, you know, fault. But if it's, you know, look, now's our opportunity. Like Biden. I mean, Biden, you know, whether people believe that he's at fault for, you know, the inflation and gas prices or not, you know, this is the time for people to label him, you know, and they are. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road.
So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Timothy asks if the Highland Park shooter murdered his sex doll. He heard about that this morning. Okay, apparently this is what happened with that. Oh, my God, this guy. Man, Robert Bobby Crimel III, 21-year-old suspect in the Highland Park, Illinois shooting, who we believe has fully confessed to officers, but will be still standing trial, of course, had a sex doll. The sex doll looked like a teenager, and he had a picture of her in his closet saying she killed herself. It was a sex doll. And he named her Sophie. This was in his Awake 47 account. And there was, I guess, you see hangers, you see his closet, And then you see a rope with her, and he captioned, "I don't understand why Sophie, July 1, 2020 to July 22, 2020. So he had a very weird, sick sense of humor. Posted a lot of stuff from what we understand. He said dozens of racist rants against Jewish people, black people, Asian people on his page. Denied the Holocaust ever happened. Documenting Reality founder and site moderator Chris Wilson told Daily Mail that he was cooperating with cops over the vile messages. Crimo was charged with killing seven people at the, actually eight, I heard it was eight, at the Independence Day Parade. He confessed to police. He had unloaded 80-some bullets from the rooftop of suburban Chicago store. Then he fled towards Madison, Wisconsin, wanted to unload another 63 bullets at a crowd, decided not to, started turning back, and got arrested. Cops found him because of the gun. He left the gun, and it the serial number they were able to trace back to the house, and then they were able to find him. He would share photos of himself along with footage of shootings and instances of real-life violence. You know, this 47, people have been asking what the 47 means. Some people are trying to say it's for the 4th of July. Awake 47, I don't know. I think he was enraptured with Agent 47 of the Hitman video game series and movie series. 47, there's even pictures of him dressed like him. So that's what I think it was. But on July 2nd, he seemed to suggest that Jews were fire retardant. Not sure what that meant. And apparently there's a post. He said, it says here, retarded Jews. And then it's a definition of retardant. Not readily susceptible to fire. Another post from June 28th said, I say we just get rid of the blacks altogether. 4 days later, he said Asian people should be gassed and washed, meaning put in gas chambers. Now, you know, what blows our mind is he was arrested for and knives confiscated for threatening, you know, or police had come to the house for threatening to kill everybody in the house. Police let him go. Knives returned 2 weeks later. Wasn't he on the radar? Wasn't anybody seeing this? Wasn't anybody watching this? And so, you know, now we look back and we go, okay, this is a troubled young man. He wasn't arrested. He threatened to kill himself and the family. And this was in September 2019. An Illinois State Police received a clear and present danger report related to the family. They removed knives from the property, but then returned them 2 weeks later. When he was 19 at the time, was not arrested. He was 2 years under the legal age minimum to apply for a firearm owner's identification card needed to legally obtain a weapon. But his father, Crimo II, sponsored him in December 2019. It was approved a month later in January 2020. This allowed him to obtain 4 guns. Officials have since said they approved the permit because there was insufficient basis to deem Crimo dangerous, with the only record on his file, a 2016 ordinance violation for possession of tobacco. So, based on the officials' review of him, and you know, a lot of these people do not have criminal histories, sadly, until the day they decide to do what they do, the officials let it go through. Now, of course, people are going after the father. Father says he has no inkling of the rampage plans. And this is a tough position for the parents of somebody who ends up becoming a killer. We try to make some sort of we try to reconcile what the hell could have happened and how nobody could see the signs. And the people closest, because I think Bobby Crimo lived in his parents' backyard. He built a house in the backyard, you would think that they obviously would be able to, you know, see him on a daily basis and be able to alert authorities if they would have picked up any sort of behavior. But it seems to be this trend where they get the guns a while back. They own the guns, so they don't think it's anything new. The guns sit there in the house. Oh, they're not doing anything with the guns, but he just has them, and maybe there's some practice, some target shooting, which a lot of people do. When they have guns, they go to the range and they practice. We all do. I got guns. Now, so didn't think anything of it. Yeah, he likes video games. Yeah, he likes Call of Duty. I think there was an article saying, look at him. You know, he was videotaping, you know him being on Call of Duty. Call of Duty is one of the most popular games. I mean, there's a lot of kids that play it. It doesn't mean they're going to be mass shooters. And I'm not saying this in defense of the parents, because honestly, I think there were a lot of signs. Okay, I think the parents, you know, could have picked up on a lot of it. But, you know, like many parents do, they you know, their head is in La La Land. They think, oh, not my baby. And they move on with their lives. And they just hope that, you know, whatever their kid is going through or their adolescent or the young adult is going through is you know, them just being isolating or grumpy or you know, whatever. Not sure what signs they could have given him. But you have a video game playing, you know, loner who, you know, that so many kids are like that. And I know a lot of parents watch this and they go, you know, they're going downstairs to the basement and they're like, what are you doing? I'm playing video games. Do you ever want to do that to people? Will you kill people? No, Mom. Get out of here. All right, bye. Yeah. You know, no, Dad. You know, I'm not going to kill people. You know, can you leave, please? And then the dad leaves. That's the end of the conversation. You know, I mean, I'd like to say that parents have the utmost control and the ability to stop their kids from doing anything bad or wrong. But, you know, as you could see, they don't. Look at Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook shooter. He killed his mom. Just killed her in bed, I think, while she was asleep. Many of these you know, these killers or these people with psychoses, they you know, won't logically also share that. If they are loner and they're quiet, they won't necessarily go, Mom, Dad, I want you to sit down with me at the breakfast table, and I want to tell you what I am planning and I want to do. Now, if he did that and they didn't do anything, okay, they need the book thrown at them. But if, you know, the average, you know, how you doing, kid? Fine, leave me alone. I'm fine. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. It's all good. They're not going to get anything. Yeah, and but drawings of blood, drawings of decapitation, drawings of guns. We are seeing a pattern from these killers, from these school shooters, and you know, and or these mass shooters. Yeah, you know, those should be reported. Say, you know, but to, you know, it's easier said than done. I'm telling all you parents, if your kid is fantasizing about bloody bodies, that's a red flag and alert authorities. How many of you parents are going to say, yeah, I'm going to call the police on my kid? Parents don't want to jeopardize that relationship with the kid for something that they really don't believe is a red flag. So we got to come up with a better process. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.